The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix Podcast. Tune in today.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Kia ora and welcome to Lord Behind the Melodrama, a track-by-track podcast brought to you by The Spinoff and Spark about Lord's new album, Melodrama. I'm your host, Henry Oliver, the music editor at The Spinoff, and over two afternoons in May, I sat in a boardroom in Auckland and talked to Lord about the lyrics, songwriting and production of her new album.
Okay, so this one is, it's called Liability Reprise, and it is... You know, obviously a reprise is taking existing elements and adding to them and showcasing them in a different way. And Liability was something we wrote quite early on the record, and this was something we wrote right at the end as well. And it sort of felt like a bit of a closing statement on the record. It's actually our one of our mixers gave us the idea for this. He was mixing Liability for us, and he was like, I just want to hear it like this. And he just started playing like live, kind of like a vocoder plugin. It was like Laurie Anderson, and we were like, fuck, that's sick. And for a while we were like, should we just put Liability exactly as it is on the record, but just played with a vocoder and interesting chords? And I was like, no. Let's be sensible about this. And I love how this turned out.
Tell me about the writing of that song. So did you reprise a song that you'd already written? Mm. Are you returning to that place, like, emotionally? Are you returning to your kind of notes? You know, you did mention, like, having written kind of, like, you know, a couple of thousand words in the kind of writing process for Liability. Mm. Does that become source material, or are you kind of starting afresh?
This actually started really fresh and was super just like stream of consciousness, which was not like necessarily a way I wrote very much on this record, but I basically just like got on the mic and most of this just came straight from the top of the dome. I was just sitting there and it was fun to, like, you know, I was literally like sampling it vocally on the spot. Like, I, you know, every once in a while I just go like, make you leave, or, you know, I just say a weird thing from the song and then build on it. And it really was just like a day of me just like going over and just keeping singing it and discovering these new things really intuitively, which was awesome. But I guess, yeah, I thought it was nice to sort of like put a bow on Liability, so to speak, because I guess there was more to say and there was more to talk about. You know, obviously I do say all of the shit that we harbour make all of the kids in the choirs sing, like.
All of the shit that we harbor make all of the kids in the choir sing.
That's kind of funny to me, and it, you know, euphemistically, I'm talking about how I go through these painful things, and they're kind of anthems for people, and like, in the same way that, like, in Liability, I'm sort of, you know, being a person of note is something that's a burden for me. Here I almost, it's like the inverse of that. Like, I remember the not so much the responsibility, but just like how powerful it is to to do this and have them like mean things to other people and have them exist outside of like my little emotional circle, you know. It's like it is so powerful for me, so moving when kids, you know, take these songs and make them live and breathe life into them. It's like the most amazing thing ever. And then I guess, you know, right at the end I'm like, you're not what you thought you were. And I feel like that is sort of another sign off to this record, in that I think I went into this record thinking I knew what I was doing and thinking I knew exactly who I was at that moment and what I was going to do. And, you know, the process has been very confronting and intense and awesome and, you know, emotional. And it turned out that I wasn't what I thought I was after all. And so I think it was nice to sort of say that to myself right at the end there, right, you know, close to the end of the record. And I think it sort of speaks to the fact that you're never what you think you are. You know, it's just going to keep morphing and you know, I think I know what the next record's going to sound like, but of course I have no idea. Yeah. Like, it's going to be really different to what I think it is right now. So I liked that being something that I said so close to the end of the record. A big part of writing this record and a big sort of thing that I feel like I knew but I didn't know concretely was that people sort of aren't just good or just bad. I think I'm the sort of person that like takes everyone at their word. Like, I really put trust in people. I'm very gullible and I don't really pick up on like often on irony or on sarcasm. I sort of am quite dazed by it. Like, it doesn't really register with me. And I think, I don't know, I it was like quite, you know, quite intense and quite shocking realizing that people can be amazing and people can fuck you over. And in every, you know, walk of life, that was like a big thing that I learned. And I think a big thing that helped me, like, I don't know, retool who I was in a way and sort of reupholster it, because it is a big thing to learn. And I feel like that takes a lot from you. And then you start rebuilding from there. And that's when it gets interesting.
I'm a liability, I'm a liability, march for me. You're a little march for me, no, 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 no. What you gonna do? Oh, all of the dreams that get harder, all of the things that I offer you. And all of the shit that we harbor, make all of the.
This podcast is produced for The Spinoff by Yana Winter and Henry Oliver. Recorded and edited by Yana, with additional recording by Jose Barbosa. Like all of The Spinoff's music content, Lord, Behind the Melodrama, is brought to you by Spark. Listen to all the music you love, including Melodrama, on Spotify Premium, free with all of Spark's pay monthly mobile plans. Find more Spinoff podcasts on iTunes or wherever else you get these things. For more from The Spinoff, go to thespinoff.co.nz.
But you're not what you thought you were. But you're not what you thought you were. But you're not what you thought you were.
Hello for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.